Hey docs, welcome to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm the host, Dr. Sharon McLaughlin. We are the premier location where women physicians learn about business so that they can have the freedom to live their best life. We have this podcast, we have a supportive community of over 9,000 women physicians, we create opportunities for each other, and we network. We have a summit twice a year, which is absolutely free. I've created a journal to take a deep dive into what you really want. Lastly, we've created a business school. It's all about community and accountability. We're going to have masterclasses, we're going to have group coaching, and we're going to have actionable steps. You'll be given a blueprint for your business. And this will launch September 2022. Come and learn from industry experts, because I truly believe that not one person knows it all. And the more people that you listen to, you'll have better ideas. We're going to have brainstorming sessions as well, but it truly is all about community and accountability. Make sure you get on the early bird pricing. That will be $500 for the full year. Yes, you heard me right, $500 for the full year. You don't need a high ticket item to learn about business. I've been through this before, I've built up other businesses, I've helped other people, and if we all come together, which I'm planning on doing, you'll see that we're going to have a ton of value at a very low cost price. On top of that, I want you to witness how this can be done. So come and join me as I build out our Female Physician Entrepreneurs Business School. You will be absolutely amazed. Today, I wanted to speak about why it's important for women to advocate for themselves. For one thing, pay. We know that there's not equal pay. If you look at a study from the Institute of Women Policy Research, it predicts that there'll be equal pay between men and women in the year 2059. And in some states, that won't be until much later. Those states include Wyoming, Louisiana, and North Dakota. We know that in general, women don't advocate for themselves. They don't negotiate for themselves either. So why is that? A lot of it has to do with fear and self-esteem, imposter syndrome. Some studies will show that when applying for a job and you look at the job qualifications, if a man feels that he doesn't meet all the qualifications, he'll still apply. Whereas a woman, she reads through the qualifications, she may not apply because she feels like, oh, I don't have all the qualifications, therefore I can't possibly apply. But you know that's not the case. You know that there's often job training, and there's other ways to get training so that you can increase those qualifications. That's why I wanted to do the podcast today. It's important for women to be able to negotiate and also advocate for themselves. One of the things that you can do is prepare ahead of time. Think about the conversation that you're going to be having. If you know it's about raise or an annual review, think about all the things that you've done and mark them down. Base it on merit. What exactly you did, the steps, itemize them out, perhaps savings for the company. What have you been able to achieve that will allow you to negotiate a higher pay raise? What are you worth? Where are you in line to that? There's companies out there that will give that information. So don't be hesitant to ask for that and Google search. Get out there and start spending some time and know what you're worth. Some people feel like if I ask, I'll be penalized. I don't want to cause any waves. And that's actually been shown to be an issue as well. A study published by the organization Science found that managers heading into meetings were more likely to give men a raise compared to women. There's a problem as far as transparency and pay goes. There's a problem as far as women asking for their equal pay. There are other ways that you can negotiate as well that aren't always based on salary. It could be you negotiating a hybrid model, being able to work from home, perhaps having some flexible hours, being able to telecommunicate. These are all things that would help you. So think about what's important for you and what is going to make your job easier. If you look at who's advocating for themselves right now, only about 43% of women actually advocate for themselves. That's less than 50%. And there's a problem. It's kind of setting a precedent. If you don't ask, people don't expect you to ask. And then when you do ask, people are surprised. You may even be called assertive or bossy. I recently posted in the Female Physician Entrepreneurs group, have you ever been called bossy? You guessed the answer. Just about everybody that answered said, yep, that's the case. And yet, if you look at the studies, a large majority of women, almost 75%, believe that in general, women who self-advocate are perceived more negatively than men who self-advocate. So it's a problem on society. Be very specific about what you want. Plan it out and know what you're worth. Use data to support your request. If you look at something like the market industry standard for your position, you'll have a pretty good idea of what you're worth. Also, you would have outlined all of your achievements and why you're asking for what you're asking for. And be confident. Work on self-development. Communicate simply and with confidence. We should be proud of what we accomplished. There's no reason to second guess ourselves. So go ahead and ask. Knowing that women who ask for a raise are considered assertive, what you can do is bring it in as a group. Women who advocate for a group is better received. It's unfortunate that that's the case because that's not the case for men, but that is the case for a woman. Think about what's going to work best for the group. Think about what's going to work best for you and incorporate it into what you're going to ask for the group. Here are some helpful tips. Make sure that you're challenging your inner thoughts. It's why self-development is important to me. We have a lot of self-doubt as women, so make sure you're out there and you're actually challenging your thoughts. Why is it that you feel this way? Is it based on fact or is it based on opinion? Don't wait to necessarily be polite. When you're holding back, others will have an opportunity to jump ahead, so be careful of that. Be careful what you know to be true. Perhaps something's been accepted. Had this conversation with my husband. He said that most salaries are not negotiable where he works. I don't find that to be true. So know in your heart that everything is negotiable. Again, it may not be salary. It may not be what you're making a year, but it could be more flexibility in your schedule, something to make it worthwhile for you, and it will benefit you. And you have to come up with the reasons why it will benefit the company. So when you're negotiating, think about benefits for you, but also benefits for the other party. Take risks. We know it's important to take risks. If we're not taking risks, we're not growing. And if we're not growing, we're not getting anywhere. Chances are you're not negotiating at all because you're just staying still. You're not asking. So do me a favor. Ask. Make sure you have a support system. Make sure you have a coach that will actually challenge your idea. If you find yourself working on self-development, but you still have so many self-limiting beliefs, then it's time to perhaps hire a coach, reach out to someone and ask for help. When you talk to other successful women, it sort of normalizes what's going on. You may feel like you're all alone, but that's not necessarily the case by any means. There's always going to be successful women out there that you can surround yourself with. And if you hear what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're asking for, it's going to make you feel more confident as far as asking and speaking up. I spoke a little about self-development. There's a social psychologist. Her name is Amy Cuddy. She has a TED Talk. It's called Power Posing. So it's all about how you position yourself, body language that you give away. It lets people know how you're feeling inside. Maybe one of the things you want to do is role play. So you can take some improv classes. That will help you as well. Maybe you feel uncomfortable. It's all about practicing. No matter what we do in life, if we want to get better at it, we have to practice it. Very few of us are born with a gift per se, something that we can practice and work on. In summary, you need to be able to speak up for yourself. If you want more, you need to be able to ask for more. You back it up with data, you ask, and you surround yourself with people that normalize you asking. All right, guys, I'll see you on another video. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.